WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Weston, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. Today, we're diving into something super important, taking care of your mental health. Ever feel like the world is spinning a little too fast? Like there is just not enough time or energy to keep up with everything. You know that feeling when stress starts creeping in and you're just trying to survive each day? Well, let me tell you, prioritizing your mental well-being isn't just some fluffy self-care trend, it's absolutely essential for navigating the crazy roller coaster of modern life. And guess what? Stoicism has got some seriously powerful tools to help us out here. So, get ready to unlock these 5 game-changing takeaways that can transform your relationship with stress and anxiety. 1. Accept what you can't control. Okay, this one might sound a little obvious, but trust me, it's easier said than done. We humans are notorious for trying to control everything around us, which can lead to a whole lot of unnecessary stress. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Think about it this way. You can't control the traffic jam, but you can control how you react to it. You can choose to get frustrated and honk your horn, or you can put on some chill tunes and use that time for a mini meditation session. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds tend to race a million miles an hour? We're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and to-do lists. Stoicism encourages us to cultivate mindfulness, being present in the moment and paying attention to our thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to just breathe deeply and focus on your senses. Notice the sounds around you, the feeling of the sun on your skin, or the taste of your coffee. It's amazing how grounding this simple practice can be. 3. Reframe your perspective. Our thoughts have a huge impact on our emotions. When we view a situation through a negative lens, it's easy to spiral into stress and anxiety. Stoicism helps us reframe our perspective by asking ourselves questions like, is this really as bad as I think it is? Is there another way to look at this situation? What can I learn from this experience? By shifting our thinking, we can transform a stressful event into an opportunity for growth. 4. Build resilience. Life is full of ups and downs, and sometimes things just don't go our way. Stoicism teaches us to build resilience, the ability to bounce back from adversity and keep moving forward. Remember those tough times you've already overcome? You are stronger than you think. You've got this. By facing challenges head-on and learning from our experiences, we become more adaptable and better equipped to handle whatever life throws our way. 5. Find meaning and purpose. When we have a sense of purpose, it gives us direction and motivation. Stoicism encourages us to live in alignment with our values and find meaning in our actions. What are you passionate about? What makes you feel alive? By pursuing our passions and contributing to something bigger than ourselves, we create a sense of fulfillment that can help buffer against stress and anxiety. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're rushing to work, traffic is a nightmare, your phone keeps buzzing with notifications, and you spill coffee all over yourself. Sounds like a recipe for disaster, right? Now, imagine using these stoic tools to navigate that chaotic morning. You accept that the traffic is out of your control, so you put on some calming music and use the time for a quick meditation. You reframe the spilled coffee as a chance to practice your mindfulness by focusing on the sensation of washing it off your shirt. You remind yourself of your purpose, helping others succeed at work, which gives you renewed energy and focus. See what I mean? Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions or becoming some emotionless robot. It's about developing tools to manage them effectively and live a more fulfilling life. So take these takeaways and put them into action. Remember, taking care of your mental health is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those stoic tools. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Let's spread the good vibes. Until next time, keep on thriving, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.